From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Good evening. I have some news that will delight you. Murder is indeed. I do not refer to the word splashed on the front page.
Seems we're not alone.
We've got a lot of funky ground to cover this week, so we're jumping right into the music.
This nice easy groove is just the start, so I'd get my dancing shoes out if I were you.
From Mexico to Chile to Oakland and Washington Heights, New York, it's a funkadelic version of Alt Latino.
We start this week with the artist Mima from Puerto Rico. This is called Oigo Voces, or I Hear Voices.
From Puerto Rico. She's really big in the Puerto Rican Latin alternative scene. Her real name is Jarimid Caban. And this is the song Oigo Voces, or I Hear Voices, from the album El Pozo.
I really like the late 70s feel funk groove, but what I especially like is if you listen at the very beginning when it starts, instead of using a hi-hat with the drum, they're using the güiro or the scratcher, which to me just it includes some of that cultural trappings, but it's still 70s funk. It's just awesome.
She does a really good job of mixing punk and Afrobeat. And now this song might sound familiar. It might sound like another artist who we love from the Caribbean. Who does it sound like to you? Detrás de la puerta te van a salir. Tú sabes que sí. This song was written by Rita Indiana.
Very nice.
Well, she's a Dominican Latin alternative singer who we love here at Alt Latino. We did a guest DJ with her not so long ago. And she wrote a couple of the songs on the album. And I feel like you can really hear her narrative style in this song. And the song is kind of like a spooky funk story.
Uh-huh.
She's talking about how she hears ghosts when she's alone, and then she ends up taking a bath with the ghosts and cooking with the ghosts and just doing everyday life things with the ghosts. So in that way, it also reminded me of the 1983 hit song Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Huh.
Ghostbusters. Right. Like really funky, but supposed to be creepy.
This is great. I really like that feel. Sort of reminds me of the late 70s. Funk soul jazz, like I used to like to listen to, like a band like the Crusaders. That's what it reminds me of.
Thank you. if you like that, you're going to love what I brought next. This is some serious baby-making music.
Okay.
Here's Guapale featuring Los Racas.
Estoy listo pa' tu cuerpo guiar. Ten cuidado. Si sigues provocándome, verás que no es relajo. Tú quieres saber lo que voy a hacer. Todas tus fantasías sexuales yo te haré.
I wanna know what you wanna do. What if I could say there wasn't any rules? I wanna play around. Tell me if you think that you can get down. 'Cause this is what I'm dying for. I mean, this is what I'm dying to do.
Tranquilo. It just got really hot and uncomfortable
I'm
in the studio. Like, when I heard this, my first impression was not auto-tune. Guys,
right.
Come on. You know how I feel about auto-tune. I feel like auto-tune is like, just sounds like a horny robot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to deal with auto-tune. But they use just a little bit, and it's such a great song. I mean,
her voice.
It's beautiful. Oof. So Guapele, she resides in the Bay Area, and her father is South African, a South African activist, and her mother is an Israeli New Yorker. Very eclectic mix, very Bay Area. So she teamed up with one of our favorite rap duos, Los Racas, who are also from Oakland by way of Panama. And
I think we can throw out Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, Sylvia's Pillow Talk, I mean, all these other songs, because this song is laying it out.
No, I mean, like, I started hearing
room,
it.
Man.
I started, like, unbuttoning my shirt when I first heard it. I was like, whoa, what's happening?
It's
really
getting
steamy.
It's very powerful.
This is very, like,
it's
chocolate
her
bathtub.
Yeah.
This is from her album Break of Dawn.
All day, listen, need you to know.
And speaking of sweat, this is Mexican.
I thought we were talking about chocolate tubs, but go ahead.
This is Mexican Institute of Sound. This is Mexican Institute of Sound doing El Jefe, or The Boss, and I'm going to explain to you why it's about sweat in a second.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're in the Wayback Machine again now. We're going back.
Go-go.
Yeah.
Psychedelia.
Yeah, at least a decade to the 60s. I love this.
So, Felix, you are aware that A&E has a new reality series about Mexican lucha libre.
No way.
I thought you were going to say no mames. Way.
No me digas. No mames.
It's actually on A&E Latin America. And it follows these luchadores libres, or Mexican. Wrestling is really big in Mexico with the masks. Am I right, Felix?
Oh,
I'm speaking to the man who has a life-size poster of Mexican wrestlers in his cubicle.
So is this a theme song or something?
This is a song that's featured on the show.
Oh.
It's from their upcoming album.
Does it get any better?
It's from their album, Politico. It's coming next year. I don't know. The series looks great. You're going to love it.
Me dijeron que no fuera para allá, que estuviera bien atento, la lucha libre está por comenzar. Una caída, dos caídas, tres caídas, cuatro voladores, no, uno caída, dos caídas, tres caídas, cuatro voladores, no.
I love Lucha Libre, and I like WWE a lot,
mm-hmm.
But I like it because it's kind of goofy. Like, I think it's kind of funny to see these huge dudes in business suits with, like, glittering masks talking trash.
Well, you know, there's, like,
Do you take it more seriously?
Oh, no. There's two levels. I mean, there's the era from the 60s when these guys were very, very popular. In fact, one guy, the Jack Black kind of goofy film, Nacho Libre, was based on an actual guy who, like, adopted this orphanage and would wrestle. So they became, like, superheroes on screen and in real life. It was pre-steroid, so they're kind of big guys. You know?
I mean, some of those dudes.
But now it's like it's steroided, and it's still kind of got that kitschy feel to it. I have books. A sociologist wrote her PhD on where it fits within the sociology of Mexican culture and Mexican-American culture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So it does play a role. There is a serious intellectual aspect to it. But there's also like this wacky fun watching these guys, you know, the guys, the good guys, the bad guys, and the costumes, the masks. Ugh.
I have one last important question.
Yes.
Who's your favorite luchador? Come on, you have one.
Of all time?
Yeah,
or the
of
current,
all time.
You know, I'm not even going to say because we're going to get hate mail. And there's just no way. I can't pick one. There's no way. I'll tell you off mic.
Okay.
Okay, I can't.
Why don't you tell me while we hear the next song? Can we stay in Mexico?
Let's stay in Mexico.
This right. is Simpson a Huevo, and this is the song. How do I even translate that?
Let's play the song and we'll try to explain it to each other first before we go.
This is Gracias al DJ. Thank you, DJ.
Deja que este güey haga lo suyo antes de que llegue la muerte. Oye, mijita, mucho gusto en conocerte. Dile a tus amigas que me sigan la corriente. Ey, DJ, saca más vodka, que ya le toca a la loca tomarse otra. Llegó la hora de darle suelo a mi pelo. Los de la AME dicen que pelo al mejor me veo. Ponme el beat que tú quieras al cabo rapeo. Estamos en el parque apenas en el precopeo. Estamos listos, bonita, pídeme un deseo. Que te lo cumple, no la pienses, sin tono a huevo. Traigo mis Air Force One de color negro. Te tengo variedad color con mi blue sueño. Vengo de la barba los pecados, peluqueros, raperos, sinceros, estileros, siempre los primeros. ¿Cómo crees que te vas a meter tan temprano si la noche nos tiene todavía que sorprender, darnos poder? Hey, supercalifragilístico, espiralidosa, en verso o en prosa, sano es nosa. Hey, papos ronca, cubano grande trompa. Pichi tu jefe y Lenin Peña hacemos bomba. Con el pequeño necio toma, de Jota Chapulín enseña uñas en las tornas. Vaya que forma, pero es la onda. Mastico el beat como masticamos la goma.
de mascar o chicle, como tú la quieras llamar. No me importa lo que tú quieras hablar. Amor y paz, na, como das lata. Mi gente no expresa ni mucho menos nada. Saca pa' que apeste de esa planta, porque el olor me gusta, me levanta. Aguanta si estás harta, no más traza, que la bebida te refresque la garganta.
Mira cómo se mueven. Es por mi flow, no es por la cheve. Un grito al DJ porque nos mantiene. Gracias a él de PMAM.
Mr. Flow fue en el 82 cuando nació. Todo cambió al escuchar el hip hop. Me acuerdo yo que no había MC.
This is Jorge Beltrán from Hermosillo, Sonora.
Hermosillo.
Hermosillo. Oh, sorry. He's actually a photographer as well as a rapper. So let's try to explain the term a huevo. I'm kind of looking it up on our computer here, and it's like an affirmation, like saying, of course.
It's a very Mexican thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, are we going to do this? And you'd say, a huevo. So what do you think of this song?
It's great. I love it. It's funny. I like the sample of Pink Floyd's Money,
mm-hmm.
My Era.
Oh, I love that he thanks girls' moms for feeding them well.
And he even threw in the Disney supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
So, someone to follow, because I really like his stuff. Good stuff.
Okay, we're going to change countries, we're going to change eras just a little bit. We're going to go back even further in time. This is actually a legitimate trip to the past. This is the Brazilian band Obando. This was recorded in 1969. It has a title I can't even begin to try to translate, but we're going to hear the song and then tell you about it.
Do you want me to say the name of the song?
Yes, please.
E assim falava Mephistopheles. This is how Mephistopheles talked.
Interesting. This band is, like I said, from 1969. I think it's fascinating because it obviously has the period sound with the guitars and the electric organ. But if you listen to all the horn arrangements and the change in tempos and all that, think about 1969. What was going on in Woodstock, what was going on in the United States. This is like a flash forward to bands like Tower of Power, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Chicago, with all the horn section and all the rock stuff. These guys are like a couple of years ahead of their time. It's from a label called Forced Exposure, and they specialize in bringing, you know, vintage stuff like this. And I just love this stuff because it gives a different perspective, listening to it with a different set of ears.
To me, this feels like I should just be running down the crowded downtown streets in a leather jacket with a gun.
Yeah, with somebody chasing you. Are you chasing somebody? Yeah.
Next up, you have, what is this, Tropicadelica?
This guy is Ursula 1000. This is from the album Mondo Biondo. Again, Tropicadelica. Ursula 1000, a pseudonym, a DJ out of Brooklyn, whose parents are from Spain. He was raised in Miami, and now he lives in Brooklyn, along with every other creative person in the universe, it seems.
Alex Jimeno.
Exactly. And he mixes all of these different things, his different styles. His album, Mondo Biondo, is a mixture of all these different kind of rock things, garage rock and all this. And this is the one track that features more of a Brazilian feel. But I'm really fascinated by how he mixes all these things together. It has a very retro feel, and to me, sounds perfect coming out of the retro song from Brazil from 69. Interesting collaborations with like Fred Schneider from the 80s band of B-52s, also works with and records on the label owned by the Thievery Corporation here in Washington, D.C. A whole bunch of influences, very cool sound.
A little bit too loungy for me.
Really? I like it.
It just feels like it's not going anywhere, the song or something.
I could see it hanging out, just having it in the background, doing stuff.
Or drinking a Canada Dry.
Speaking of which, this is a very short piece by a woman who calls herself Magrella Rose, and it is called Canada Dry. This is Magrella Rose, which is a pseudonym for a woman named Marlee Simmons. She's a piano player for the salsa band Bioritmo. They're based in Richmond, Virginia, of all places, but they're doing very successful work out of Richmond. I did a gig with her recently, and she was telling me about all these different influences that she has in her music, Brazilian tango, rock, electronica. So she records for a label called Electric Cowbell, and they release only 45 RPM vinyl records. I like the song a lot just for the feel, and it's a geeky thing, the really old keyboards that she uses, and she just dusts off all analog, very 60s, 70s. I like the feel. I love it.
How about some more goofiness?
Let's do it.
We are going to start a new segment, an occasional segment on Alt Latino, in which we play either a Latino viral video or, you know, something that's been circulating the internets. And today we have a spoof by a Dominican-American performance artist called Juan Bago. First, let me just lay the groundwork. This is Kanye West and Jay-Z doing a recent song, which I can't say the title of the name. Let's just call it Nenes in Paris.
So I ball so hard, just wanna find me. First, gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know that, don't phase. And that's we go 0 for 82 when I look at you like you look crazy. Ball so hard, where? We ain't even Pope be here. Ball so hard since we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm LiBo, to go Michael. Take your pick.
So now let's listen to Juan Bago and the Uptown Collective's version.
So hard, everything is so priced. I'm not paid. I'm not paid. I'm not paid. Que la cosa está mala, mami, tú te primer fancy. Que tú crees? Así no es. Así no es. Applebee's, two for one, one for you, one for moi. And I got like two Groupons. One side selling, no limit on croutons. Yeah, baby, tonight we going ham. Half on all meals, brisk, icy, and we share a can. Trust me, girl, that's icy. Raspberry, since you fancy. Don't forget, this isn't free. 32 bucks, you pay 16. You want dessert for all this money I spent? You get ice cream sandwiches, 25 cents. But no, she want Cold Stone and Pinkberry. Better yet, you get Oreos on a McFlurry. You having fun? Girl, me too. Half and half is not just for my coffee, boo. Times is hard, I found a dollar by a hobo. I bought a cup of noodles, master chefed it with adobo. We together, but it seems that this bill is for me solo. Let me know, I can't be with women that are so broke. But you know me, Domini, tamarindo con chimi is what I eat, so stop dreaming of classy things like strips can't be. Clear view cinemas, discount fees. Tuesday night, them tickets free. Chicken wings stuck in your jeans.
I didn't think this song would work without seeing the video, but it does.
It's a funny video.
Yeah, the video's hilarious.
So the video was sent to me by maybe like four people yesterday, mm-hmm. and it was kind of all over the internet. And I thought, well, we really should play this song This is Juan Bago and Uptown Collective. So he's an actor, a community activist, a producer, a writer, and he did a spoof previously of Wiz Khalifa's Black and Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
He did the song, and he called it pan con queso, bread and cheese. So he's a really interesting dude. I think we should have him on our show.
You act so broke, what you say? Happy meals are here and then on sale again. Choosy girl, I have my plan. Receipt comes out, goes to your hand. We're going Dutch, half and half. Netherlands. I smile and say dessert is a nice treat. She wants some sorbet, but I give her Mr. Salt. Bummer right after dinner, see a movie at theaters. Your camera phone better to make a bootleg for later. Leave the seat open middle for the snacks that will trickle down the floor from the people who drop them. Well, I found Skittles.
On the Jay-Z and Kanye record, they're having money problems because they have too much money. And on this video, they don't have enough money. So there are these two young, slick Dominican guys in New York trying to take their girls out, making them go Dutch. Their car says Dutch on the license plate, you know, making the girls pay half. It's hilarious. It's so funny. Go to our website at npr.org/altlatino and check out the video because it's going to make you crack
And I had
up.
Thought about whether to play it or not because I was like, are you laughing at people who, like, have to go, you know, Dutch?
Right.
But then I just saw the Jay-Z and Kanye video, and it's so, like, ridiculous. I mean, I love Jay-Z. I love some Kanye. But it's kind of ludicrous. Like, we're going through such an economic crisis, and right. You're talking about, like, $50,000 is nothing for me. And it's like, it's nice to hear someone who's, like, really keeping it real. And just saying, I'm broke as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, because most people I know are broke as hell right now.
Right. And also the cultural trappings, like the language, the slang. You know, It's very, very New York.
Yeah. And can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Ramen with adobo is freaking delicious.
Explain what adobo is. It's a spice.
It's like a spice.
It's a Caribbean spice.
Oh, yeah. So I had an ex-boyfriend who used to make me... He's not my ex-boyfriend because of that. But he used to make me ramen noodles with a Caribbean spice and like little vegetables. And you know what? I still make it. Oh, it's really good, actually.
It's the video has that and a bunch of other stuff. It's very, very funny. Now we're going to listen in to another artist who's looking at Latino culture, but in a different way. He's not as humorous as these guys, but he is Latino and proud, and that's the name of this track.
Radio Havana, Cuba. Havana, Cuba. Well, yes?
Buenos días. Tengan todos ustedes, mis queridos radioyentes.
Hola, amigos.
Presentamos este programa.
Pero con sentimiento de la calle.
In authentic Latin beat.
For all of my people, Negroes and Latinos. And even the gringos.
Pero si quieren saber un poco más de qué se trata,
quédense unos minutos con nosotros.
I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud. Say it loud, I'm Latino and proud, proud.
When I'm on the mic, call your homegirls, come.
I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud.
Don't stop the
I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud, proud.
4 and 3 and 2 and 1, 1.
DJ Raph is from Chile, and he's doing, obviously, if you hear it, you're mixing in some Afro-Cuban, some big band, mix it in with the hip-hop. It just struck me. I mean, I had the CD on my desk, and I hadn't really listened to it, and I was going through the tracks, and this one felt like it fit into this show.
Funky.
It's very funky. He's like one of these guys who have been able to find that intersection of the Afro-Cuban clave, which is the beat that controls the Afro-Cuban music, and funk. And just make it work seamlessly. This is a very groovy track.
I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud.
I bring the party 100%.
I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud.
Don't stop the body round.
I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud.
When I'm on the mic, all your homegirls come.
I say it
Since we spent so much time in Mexico during today's show, I think we should head down to Mexico and start chilling like a villain.
Órale.
This is Toy Selecta featuring Rey Pila, Villain Chillin'. Don't be afraid.
I'm thinking Prince.
Kinda. I guess Rey Pila is like one of my favorite new artists. He's from Mexico and he does have a very eccentric and sexy vibe. Like he has like these beautiful, enormous black curls. And here he's pairing up with another Mexican superstar, Toy Selecta.
Toy Selecta is one of those creative people that make Monterrey, Mexico their home. It's not far from the U.S. border. It's very, very north. It was called La Sultana del Norte in the old days. The Sultan of the North. But there's this whole creative movement coming out of Monterrey, while at the same time they're also really under the gun, literally, of the violence in that part of the country. So it's great to hear people still making music and being very creative, even though there's a very real threat to what's going on there.
And I also just love the theme of this, don't be afraid to dance alone. I think that's beautiful. So as we come to a close dancing around in the Mexican desert with Toy Selecta and Rey Pila, I do want to remind our listeners that you can hear today's music in its entirety at our website. That's npr.org/altlatino.
And do not forget to check in with us on Facebook and Twitter.
And special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff, Jessica Goldstein, and our engineer, the lovely Chuck Thompson.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. This has been Alt Latino.
No mames, güey.